You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
As the first session of the 18th Lok Sabha began, several leaders of the opposition India bloc staged a protest in front of the Gandhi statue in Parliament, holding copies of the constitution. Calling the protesting leaders guardians of democracy, Congress leader K.C. Venugopal posted a video of the demonstration on X. The India bloc leaders are protesting against the appointment of BJP leader Bhartrihari Mahtab as the pro tem speaker, the alleged irregularities in the NEET UG 2024 examination, and the relocation of statutes within the Parliament building complex. Delhi cabinet ministers have written a letter to Prime Narendra Modi and urged him to resolve the water crisis in the national capital on priority, Environment Minister Gopal Rai said. Addressing a press conference, Delhi ministers Gopal Rai, Saurabh Bharadwaj, Kailash Gahlot and Imran Hussain said Atishi's indefinite fast has entered the fourth day and her health is deteriorating. The ministers decided to write a letter to the Prime Minister on the water crisis during a meeting at the site of Atishi's hunger strike at Jangpura's Bhogal. In the letter, the ministers said that despite the heatwave conditions, Delhi was not getting its rightful share of water from Haryana. Union Health Minister and BJP National President JP Nadda wrote a letter to Congress Chief Mallikarjun Khadge, questioning the party's silence over the Tamil Nadu hooch tragedy. Nadda accused the Congress of maintaining stoic silence over the issue. Khadge ji, the tragedy in the Kallakurichi is an entirely man-made disaster, and perhaps if the deep nexus between the ruling DMK-ND alliance dispensation and the illicit liquor mafia didn't exist, today 56 lives could have been saved, Nadda wrote in his letter. More than two dozen students, some of them NSUI members, were detained while protesting against irregularities in NEET UG and cancellation of UGC NET exams at Jantar Mantar. The Congress-affiliated National Students' Union of India had planned a march to the Parliament on the day of the commencement of the first session of the 18th Lok Sabha. The students, holding placards and NSUI flags, gathered in large numbers at Jantar Mantar for their Chhatra Sansad Gherav. Sonakshi Sinha and Zaheer Iqbal hosted a grand reception in Mumbai on 23rd June after getting married earlier on the same day. The happy couple posed in front of the paparazzi first and were seen dancing with the guests. Several pictures and videos from inside the reception showed glimpses of the couple having a blast with a medley of Bollywood songs, many even from films from Sonakshi's career, including Tere Mast Mast Do Nain.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.